Bradford West Gwillimbury Mayor Rob Keffer has sent a letter to Environment Minister David Picchini and York Region CEO Wayne Emerson, asking for their support in the building of the Holland Marsh Phosphorus Recycling Facility. Both the towns of Bradford West Gwillimbury and Georgina have unanimously passed motions calling on the federal and provincial governments and York Region to work together to build the facility. According to a news release from Lake Simcoe Watch, the Holland Marsh Pollution Reduction Project is the single largest action we can take to reduce Lake Simcoe's phosphorus pollution. In his letter, Mayor Keffer noted the project has been stalled because of the provincial government's discomfort with the Upper York Sewage Solution Scheme. The mayor has requested that York Region and the provincial government work collaboratively to move the facility forward independent from and notwithstanding the paused status of the UISS scheme. The town of BWG has long collaborated with the LSRCA, the Region of York, and Province of Ontario to use innovative ways to remove phosphorus from the West Holland River, he said, noting in 2018 the Everglades Foundation conducted research studies at the Art Jantz pumping station to find solutions for phosphorus loading in freshwater. Our council requests that York Region separate out a facility from the overall UISS and proceed with an environmental assessment of the project, he wrote. Last year, the Government of Canada pledged to invest $16 million to the $40 million project. In his letter, Keffer requested funding from the provincial government to help move the project forward. The project has received support from other organizations like the Holland Marsh Growers Association. Our members have done their part for many years to reduce phosphorus runoff from agricultural activities, and we were one of the first groups to call for this facility, said Executive Director of the Holland Marsh Growers Association Jody Mott. She said the facility is vital to protect the Holland River sub-watershed and the Lake Simcoe watershed, which will reduce phosphorus runoff by an estimated 2.5 tons per year. Reducing phosphorus loads in the river and lake is critical to the overall health of our watershed. As such, our association strongly supports this motion and echoes the call for all levels of government to work together to fund, design, and build this important facility, said Mott. The executive director for Rescue Lake Simcoe Coalition says building the plant is the easiest way to make good on promises to help protect Lake Simcoe. This is the largest diversion of phosphorus ever proposed for Lake Simcoe. We have to do it, she said, noting the Lake Simcoe Protection Plan's phosphorus reduction target as 44 tons of phosphorus going into the lake every year, with the 10-year average at approximately 90 tons per year. This will not be the only solution for phosphorus reduction, but it would be very helpful, said Malcolmson. Bradford Councillor Jonathan Scott, who brought forward the motion initially to BWG Council, says placing the facility in the Holland Marsh is being done to capture all the phosphorus runoff from the region that flows into the Holland River and marsh from a wide variety of sources. Our farmers have been leaders in reducing their impact and their efforts have made a real difference, he said. This facility is to deal with all the phosphorus from a wide array of sources so we can realize our commitments under the Lake Simcoe Protection Plan. I am very optimistic that the province, York Region, and the federal government have heard our message that we want them all to work together to deliver this long-awaited facility as soon as possible. The health of our river and lake cannot wait and citizens don't care for governments to play blame games among ourselves. Lake Simcoe Watch Group is encouraging all Lake Simcoe municipalities to pass resolutions calling on the governments of Canada, Ontario, and your region to work together to build the Holland Marsh Pollution Reduction Plant as soon as possible. Councillor Kriya Pitingle will bring a similar motion before Brock Council on September 27. Councillor Lorelea Carruthers is working on a motion with the East Gwillimbury Environmental Advisory Committee. The committee is meeting on October 5 and their recommendation will go to East Gwillimbury Council later in October.